Truck 8, normal for Norfolk. And they don't come more Norfolk than Keith Skipper, do they? Here are Keith's ruminations on the subject of, well, cricket, actually.
It was just over a century ago when the lyrical Monty Don of his day sized up the wasteland and planted an unlikely thought for posterity with his withering line, "April is the cruelest month." T.S. Eliot's epic poem, first published in 1922, set academic tongues wagging and left several vegetables and flower plotters confused over best times to plant their spuds and hollyhocks. That opening shot from a modern master continues as a good excuse for a lively over-the-garden-wall chunter between literary scholars and the down-to-earth fork-and-spade brigade. I'm not averse to a spot of digging, but my time has come to pick up the quill and offer August can be the cruelest month. It stands to reason I must be right as a long-serving cricket supporter from Cowpack Corner to Lords. I have mentioned before how the noble game is shoved into the long grass every year by soccer's much-trumpeted return as high summer sun beats down. Followers and players of both sports move swiftly from irritated to downright cheesed off. We had the recent bonus of the Euros to remind us how hopes overloaded with complicated tactics and inflated expectations end regularly in bitter disappointment. Now that same mob gear up for more meagre rations while cricketers and devoted followers at all levels chase honours and sun-swept memories in the also-ran brigade. Neville Cardus, who wrote majestically about a game that has inspired more literary innings than any other, pointed out many boundaries ago, a season does not burst upon us as football does, full-grown and arrogant. It comes to us every year with a modesty that matches the slender traceries of leaf and twig which belong to the settings of every true cricket field in the season's first days. The first-class scene has stolen from the village green to revive its financial fortunes and attract new interests. Purists still frown on the one-day and limited over-carnivals as they fill grounds all over the world. William Blake wrote a poem about the game. Lord Byron played for Harrow. James Joyce was an enthusiast. Samuel Beckett is the only Nobel Prize winner for literature to have appeared in Wisden. Many other academic and literary figures like Edmund Blunden, R.C. Sherriff, Siegfried Sassoon and Hugh de Selincourt took cricket as a diversion, albeit one to be passionately admired. Cruelest month. Then there was J.M. Barrie, biggest inspiration for those of us whom skill was never able to match enthusiasm. The creator of Peter Pan never wanted to grow up, and his love affair with cricket never waned. He formed a team of literary colleagues also fond of the game, but, to put it mildly, short on talent. Barrie led them frequently to resounding defeat. The more distinguished as authors were his men, the worse they played, with the notable exception of Arthur Conan Doyle. On the train journey to their first match, Barrie tried to get across the finer points of the game, like which side of the bat you hit with. He asked two African travellers, "The African for heaven help us," they replied, "Allah Akbar," and from this the side took the name Al-Akbaris. Of course, a few unfortunate souls will never understand the game and take a rather snobbish and dismissive stance, like George Bernard Shaw, who, on being told England had been successful in the Australian tests, asked what had they been testing. Rudyard Kipling said cricket was casting a ball at three straight sticks and defending the same with a fourth. For the bulk of Arden admirers, however, it is easy to keep a sense of proportion. Take this item from the personal column of World Sport as a good example. Retired gentleman would like to meet widow with two tickets for the third test with a view to matrimony. Kindly send photographs of tickets.
Well, who knew that a piece about cricket would be home to so many references to giants of the literary world? I suppose there are still some quite erudite cricket fans around, though, aren't there? Stephen Fry, Mick Jagger, and even ex-Prime Minister John Major are great lovers of the game.